And now on to the Restaurant Opportunities Center of Michigan, strengthening the city of Detroit from the ground up and building a better life for restaurant workers. That is the mission of ROC Michigan, part of a nationwide movement to create fair and just working conditions for restaurant workers. ROC Michigan's research finds that workers of color tend to be concentrated in the lowest paying jobs in the restaurant industry, and they're the ones most likely to have their rights violated. One way to help these workers of color move up the pay and prestige scale is through Colors Detroit, a project of the Restaurant Opportunities Center of Michigan. Colors is a restaurant in the heart of downtown Detroit, but it's not just any restaurant. It's a restaurant with a real mission. Joining me here in the studio is Chef Phil Jones. He's head chef and general manager of Colors. It's located in the Paradise Valley area of downtown Detroit. You may remember that as Harmony Park, right near the Detroit Opera House. Welcome, Chef. It's very good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So explain to us, as the head chef and general manager, how is Colors a restaurant and more?
Well, Colors is actually a program run by the Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan. Our parent organization is the Restaurant Opportunity Center United out of New York, which was formed shortly after 9/11. It was formed in response to people needing jobs. Along the way, the phone started ringing. Found out there are a lot of abuses in the restaurant industry. There's wage issues, wages being stolen. There's racial discrimination, people of color in the back, people of the majority in the front, sexual harassment, unsafe working conditions, and a litany of issues that are rarely addressed because we don't see it. It's behind doors. And that's what it is. It's a lot of abuse that you don't see and you don't experience because to you it's just dinner.
You're coming out, you're having dinner, you're paying your bill, and you leave.
Basically.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of violations of civil rights and human rights in the restaurant industry. So the phone started ringing and started answering the calls and found that they needed an organization that answered these issues. And so that's where the Restaurant Opportunity Center came in. We are the second Colors in the ROC family, and while we're not worker-owned, we like to say we're worker-focused. And a couple of the programs that we have several ways in, one of which is called the Earn and Learn program, where we assist in getting people their uniforms, give them soft skill training such as resume writing, interview skills, teach them some life skills that some people might not have actually been exposed to at some point in time.
Sure.
And then they get hands-on in a restaurant, which is the most important part of the experience, because how can you go for a job if you've never done it?
So it's kind of like an incubator.
Yes,
in a sense, to help these workers, like you say, learn this whole array of skills, from life skills to resume writing to how to be a good waiter or a good kitchen worker, whatever it takes.
Yes. We have a lot of different stories as the way people come to us. We get people, this is their first job experience. 18-year-olds have never had to work or have never been inspired to work. We've got incarcerated citizens that are returning citizens that need help, and because there are a lot of issues getting people hired that have been in the prison system. Mm-hmm. We have people who want to change careers. And so in Michigan, the hospitality industry is actually growing. It was one of the few, if not the only, industry that is growing. So we're trying to assist people in getting those jobs.
So in a sense, I'm hearing that workers are getting trained in an atmosphere that's supportive, where some of these abuses that you talk about that are pretty endemic in the food industry, restaurant industry, aren't happening. So you're getting a good start.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about justice, and instead of just talking about it, we're showing it. And you know, to show that you can be a well-maintained restaurant and not abuse folks and not take advantage of folks is our main goal. And also, we also support local food in a lot of different ways, because if we support the local food economy, we're helping to create new jobs and finding places for our people to be placed.
So what kinds of things do you offer? If I walked into Colors, what kind of things on the menu would I find?
We like to say that Colors is the place that you eat your lunch that you passed on the way to work. So we actually purchase from a lot of produce that's grown right in the city of Detroit. We have really nice, intimate relationships with our folks, and that's the way that we move forward. It's not big business. It's small businesses, people that you can talk to. You know, you know your farmer, know your food.
Almost very retro, looking back.
Yes, yeah, we've had the answers, but we've moved so fast that we've moved past the proper way forward.
Chef, what are you seeing as far as customers who come into Colors, and what kind of I guess, enlightenment do you see?
A lot of enlightenment is just good food and a good meal. You know, sometimes in justice, you don't have to beat justice about people with the, about their heads with justice. Sometimes you just got to feed them. And, you know, once they get to hear our service stories, talk to the folks, and actually create relationships, a lot of activity comes from that. And it's, especially for someone as a returning citizen, it's difficult enough for them to get a job, but they come into this supporting, caring environment. It passes along to our customers, and it actually builds up their confidence, because someone that's been incarcerated is not used to being treated humanely, is not being used to being treated as an equal, as a person of worth and of substance. And this happens in our restaurant, and it's a really beautiful process.
The restaurant is Colors, and I've been speaking with Chef Phil Jones, who's the head chef and the general manager of Colors, which is owned by the Restaurant Opportunities Center of Michigan. Chef, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.